berig oor die regering se konsepplan om regulasies wat die daggasbedryf reguleer te verslap. Volgens berigte is die doel hiervan om ekonomiese ontwikkeling te bevorder en 'n regskenner van Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer, Shad Weijers, sê die konsepplan is deeglik nagevors en ontwikkel.
I'm incredibly impressed by this plan, the depth to which it goes and the intergovernmental cooperation it proposes in the commercialization of cannabis. It's clear the state has seen the benefits of the cannabis industry as experienced internationally, including increased taxation, job creation and protection for consumers, and is looking to realize it locally while incorporating it into the South African status quo. And to do so quite rapidly, although the time periods associated with that, you know, in principle are quite short, but in practice can be quite long. You know, I've heard the saying that South Africa is a river of policy and a desert of implementation. Regardless, the plan does give me hope for a thriving domestic cannabis economy in the nearby future.
Vajesh sê die plan fokus op die ontwikkeling van nuwe regulasies vir hennep en die gebruik van dagga vir medisonale doeleindes.
And it's important to establish a new legal regime that must be clear to the general public, industry stakeholders and law enforcement agencies, with enforceable rules and corresponding penalties that are sort of proportional to contraventions. And that would include the amendment of existing legislation by removing constraints that are hindering commercialization of cannabis. So indeed, current legislation will need to be relaxed to the extent that commercial cannabis is indeed facilitated and people do not have to worry about being arrested for, you know, participating legitimately in this economy.
Die wetgewing is ook nodig en belangrik om die verbouing van dagga en die vervaardiging van daggaprodukte te beheer.
It's important to bear in mind that it is the duty of the state to protect the general public and the end user from any harm that could be associated with the consumption of these products, as well as to balance that against the need to promote legitimate economic activities that would be brought about by the commercialization of cannabis. There's a big difference between, you know, cultivating cannabis for your personal consumption and cultivating cannabis to make widely available for sale to other members of the public. And when it comes to that, it is still at present illegal to buy and sell cannabis, although there are certain exceptions to that rule. One of those exceptions are that you are able to obtain a Section 22(1)C license from SAHPRA. However, those licenses are pretty hard to come by, and the requirements for them are quite stringent. And they are, you know, that the reasoning behind that is twofold. On the one hand, you know, the state has to protect your ordinary citizens and has to ensure a certain standard of quality when it comes to these products. But on the other hand, when it comes to the export market, we have to ensure that South Africa remains internationally competitive with a high standard of output so that we, you know, stay relevant within the global cannabis economic context.
Verder moet die wetgewing ook gewysig word om die besit van dagga te wettig.
Certain of the legislative changes that need to take place in the nearby future are those that relate to the conviction and sentence, or those who have obtained a criminal record in relation to cannabis offences. The Cannabis for Private Purposes Bill does deal with expungement of criminal records and provides a process therein, but it's important to note that that is still a bill and not an act as of yet. However, it does seem that positive movement is being made towards expunging certain people's records almost automatically or on application.
Waar jy sê om wette te wysig kan maklik gedoen word, maar om Suid-Afrikaners se steun te kry, gaan meer werk kos. Ek is Justin Kennedy vir SAK News.